SD asks the following question. I've been checking my eggs for blood spots ever since I learned that halacha, but it just dawned on me that we may eat hard-boiled eggs without checking them for blood before we boil them. Is this permissible or not? The answer is the following. Usually, eggs do not have blood spots in them. Most eggs do not have blood spots. And we have a rule from the Torah that one can rely on the majority. However, where you can check it out and clarify the situation, there it must be clarified. So since eating regular eggs, it's possible to check for the blood, we don't rely on the majority and we check them. However, where we want to boil the eggs in a way that they can't be checked, then we rely on the majority, since you can't clarify the situation, and that is permissible. There is a custom that when one cooks hard-boiled eggs, he should cook odd numbers of eggs, so if one of them has a blood spot, there's always a majority of eggs that would make the problem of the pot becoming non-kosher not problematic. Another question he asks, if someone offers me watermelon at their home and they do not keep kosher, is there any way I can gracefully accept it and eat it? Do I have to worry about the knife being treif? The watermelon is cold. And do I have to miser it first and worry about anything else? If I do have to miser it, can I just separate a bit surreptitiously, or do I have to say the whole girsa? I feel a bit uncomfortable doing it in front of my friend. Okay, basically the following. The fact that the watermelon is cut with a knife that was used for non-kosher things, since the knife is the watermelon is cold, the knife is cold, and usually we assume that knives are clean, that would not be a problem. You're allowed to eat the watermelon even though it was cut with a knife that was used for other non-kosher things, since the watermelon is cold and it's not something that is sharp. In Eretz Yisrael, where there is a halacha of trumas and maestras, yes, of course, you have to take off maestra. You can't eat it if the maestra was not taken off. What you can do is take off a little bit more than 1/100th of the amount that you're eating, and say that all of the separations of trumas and maestras that have to be made should be made according to the nusach that I usually say, or the nusach that's in the Siddur, or the nusach of the Chazon Ish, and then take that little piece and wrap it and throw it away. If, however, you're invited on Shabbos, where you can separate Trumas and Maestras, you would have to, before Shabbos, make a condition that and say the nusach for the future. What I will do tomorrow, I will be able to take off Trumas and Maestras, say it on Friday, make a condition that what you're going to eat on Shabbos, you have intention to separate the Trumas and Maestras properly, and then on Shabbos take off a piece and wrap it and throw it in the garbage.